The Food and Drug Administration says lettuce grown in California's Central Valley may have caused an E. coli outbreak at taco restaurants in the Midwest late last year. That outbreak followed the spinach scare in September, which sickened 200 people and killed three. These illnesses and deaths have put a lot of pressure on California growers to come up with tough, verifiable food safety standards for the state's entire leafy green industry. Ben Adler of member station KAZU has this report.
By the time fresh California-grown leafy greens hit grocery stores in a few months, there will be something right there on the package the industry hopes will alleviate concerns. It's a seal of approval. That'll mean the product's been grown according to a set of good agricultural practices, or GAPs. Now, to be clear, the industry itself is writing those guidelines after getting pushed by government and grocers. But Salinas Valley farmer Bob Martin says growers are still doing something unprecedented.
We're giving the green light to California Department of Food and Agriculture to inspect us. We're paying them to come out and inspect our operations and our documents to make sure that we are following the guidelines.
In the past, guidelines like these were voluntary. There were no official or unofficial inspections. But once this new certification program is in place, inspections will be mandatory. In the draft version, the GAPs focus on water testing, wildlife activity, and more. Some examples: crops can't be grown any closer than 20 feet from grazing lands and 500 feet from composting operations. And since the government thinks wild pigs may have tainted the spinach in last fall's outbreak, farmers must be on the lookout for holes in fences, animal tracks, and droppings. If the crop appears to be tainted, growers might have to destroy it.
I think the current draft is, you know, a very good effort to keep the program moving forward.
Trevor Suslow is an E. coli expert at UC Davis. He and other scientists know there's not enough research available for the guidelines to be perfect, but
certainly you have to just start someplace and then put it into practice and modify as needed.
The word modify, of course, is the key. Government regulators like the FDA still have to weigh in, and some of the details are still getting worked out. Suslow points out the guidelines don't cover worker sanitation or equipment sanitation, and local growers complain the guidelines only cover farmers, not processors, distributors, or retailers. To grower and Salinas Mayor Dennis Donahue, it's not enough.
They're putting this whole burden on us, which is fine. We're big kids. But that doesn't change the fact the whole distribution chain's in it together. So to tell the American public, hey, we got the growers squared away and you're not going to have to worry about it again, that's the wrong call.
The certification program won't be finalized for several more weeks. The first formal step got underway Friday when state agriculture officials met with farmers and middlemen in Monterey. In fact, most of the guidelines, or GAP metrics, are not new, but some that are new are already being implemented by local farmers. Earlier this week, grower Joe Pizzini showed off a brand new fence around a reservoir near crops just north of Salinas.
To ensure that this water stays of the quality that's going to be within these GAP metrics, then we've gone to the measure of putting this fence around. And obviously it's to keep out not really wildlife here, but we're right next to the city, you know, dogs, cats, whatever, you know, anything that might come along, and including people.
There's a powerful incentive out there to follow the new guidelines. Once the seal of approval program is finalized, growers who don't follow the guidelines may have a tough time peddling their products. After all, would you as a consumer buy a bag of lettuce that does not have a seal of approval when the one next to it does? That, as growers like to say, is the power of the marketplace. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Monterey, California.